Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is the final day of week two of impeachment inquiry public hearings. Today, another witness, State Department official David Holmes, testified that he believed the order to withhold military aid from Ukraine came from President Trump and was designed to pressure Ukraine to investigate the president's political rival, Joe Biden.
By this point, however, my clear impression was that the security assistance hold was likely intended by the president either as an expression of dissatisfaction with Ukrainians who had not yet agreed to the Burisma Biden investigation, or as an effort to increase the pressure on them to do so.
We also heard from President Trump's former Russia advisor, Fiona Hill, who asked some Republican lawmakers to stop spreading conspiracy theories, fictional narratives, she called them, that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election when it was actually Russia. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez is here. And Franco, there's been a lot of Republican pushback to the witnesses. We'll get to that. But start with what they said. Holmes first, and this order to withhold military aid. He didn't hear it directly from the president, though, did he?
No, he didn't. But he said he was very surprised to find this out. He was on a July 18th call with the National Security Council, and he said he was surprised that when an office of management and budget official announced at the end of about a two-hour call that there was going to be a hold on the Ukraine assistance. He was surprised because of the bipartisan support that aid has had. And Holmes said the officials said the order had come from the president through the Office of Management and Budget, i.e. Mick Mulvaney, the president's chief of staff.
Yeah. Some of the most stunning testimony, though, from Holmes was about that other phone call, the one that he says he overheard between President Trump and Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, at a Kiev restaurant, you know, just talking out in the open on cell phones. He said he heard the president ask about investigations. Is he going to do it? And this is where all that colorful language came in, where Sondland says to the president, he loves your butt. He'll do anything you're asked. And afterwards, you know, Holmes asked Sondland, you know, pretty much, what was that about? Tell us what that exchange was like.
Well, yeah, I mean, Holmes asked him what that was about. He asked him about his president's commitment to Ukraine. And Sondland told Holmes that the president cares more about the big stuff than Ukraine. The big stuff meaning the Biden investigation. And as you pointed out, he was using very colorful language.
Yeah.
And that's significant.
Yeah, well, it is because they went on to talk about a rapper and, you know, the fact that it was all out in the open on these cell phones. But Republicans have been pushing back. They question Holmes about that call. You know, how come, you know, we didn't hear about this before? Suddenly you come forward. What have Republicans been saying?
The Republicans have been pushing back very hard about that call and about his recollection. Why didn't he tell his superiors? Why didn't he follow the chain of command? Holmes says that he did talk about this with people on his staff, but it wasn't until testimony had started that he realized he had some firsthand knowledge that could be useful.
We also heard from, as we said, Russian expert Fiona Hill, who, as we said, spoke out against, you know, what she called fictional narratives that were being spread by some Republicans on the panel about Ukraine interfering in the 2016 election when it was actually Russia. But that opened the door for Republicans on the panel to talk to her about the Russia investigation. Tell us a little bit about what their pushback with her was.
Yeah, their pushback was about the Russia investigation, and they claim that they were as focused on Russia as others were. But her point was that some lawmakers were given credence to, you know, debunked theory that Ukraine was interfering in the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. And she accused them of doing exactly what the Russian government was hoping that they would do by putting one side of the electorate against the other.
Yeah, I thought an interesting moment was when she said, and I think they would have done that no matter who won. If Hillary Clinton had won, they would have done the same thing. Their objective is to tear apart the fabric of America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And by the way, she also defended Colonel Vindman. We remember that he's been kind of torn down by some Republicans on the panel. She said she had a sort of an analysis of his work, but overall, he did a great job.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. She said that he had upstanding credentials, and she said he would he was not a political person, but he had he was a great policy person.
So her words were taken out of context. It sounds like she said. Franco Ordonez, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.